Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Trust the sweetest grace, but holy lead.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Gino Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Day spring of life that gives us light from on high. Word you light our way. Give light to those that live in darkness, shadow death.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Gino Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning. I welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church this morning. You might have been speechless this week. Your heart might have been very heavy this week. So this morning we'd like to our worship together as we remember. Our God is God of compassion. We knew our wounds as a nation, our wounds are so deep, but we probably didn't know how deep it has been. But it has been shown. Now let us together let us lean on God and ask God for God's mercy. The word compassion is raham in Hebrew, and it literally means womb of mother, W-O-M-B, womb of a mother. As we worship God, let us be vulnerable before God, like a baby in mother's womb. But at the same time, let us hang on to that umbilical cord that connects us to God, so that we may feel the comfort, feel the peace, they only can come from God in the middle of this very challenging time. Let us focus on God and refocus on God's love and power together. God bless you all, and you're welcome. Let us praise the Lord. Let us worship God together.
Let us center ourselves in prayer. Creator God, we come to you this day with heavy hearts. On Epiphany, we witnessed an assault on our nation's Capitol building, the People's House. We witnessed false claims leading to lack of understanding, then fear, and then hate, which manifested itself into violence. We mourn the loss of life, pray for the healing of those injured, and for emotional healing for our nation. Help us to advocate for justice and accountability and turn away from anger and vengeance. We are a nation in grief. We have lost many lives and livelihoods to the COVID pandemic, and the loss of life has not stopped with a change in the calendar year. Help us process our pain and remind us to see each other as children of God and not judge each other based on political affiliation or race. Help us set aside our own selfish desire for power and privilege and to recognize that we are our brother's keeper and we are all siblings in Christ. Help us to be more like the wise men who took the time to seek the Christ child and offer their gifts. Help us to recognize the Herods of this world and not be led astray by their lies. I pray our nation will have its own epiphany and continue its journey by a different road that leads to peace and reconciliation. We end our prayer with a prayer of St. Francis. May it be a blessing to those who hear it during these troubled days. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled, but to console. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Let us sing the hymn, Breathe. It is found in the Green Hymnal, 3112. If you borrow the hymnal from the church, it's a green one, the page 3112. If you need one but you have not, please come by the hospitality area. Then there are three different hymnals, the black, red, and green. So please check them out. Let us sing it out. Breathe. As we are singing this, we may feel the Holy Spirit, the breath of life that God breathed into us.
I'm here in Frosty, North Carolina, and I thought I would show you all, or give you at least a look, closer look, at the little stream that's outside the house where we've been staying. It's really cool, and of course, you can imagine Josiah's been loving playing around it and everything. And I thought it would be appropriate to talk about, because this morning we're talking about the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River. Now, the Jordan River is a much larger river than this one, but in this area of North Carolina, there's a lot of big rivers and some rapids and even waterfalls. And so I would imagine that this connects to one of them somewhere. But at any rate, it's a really cool little stream that goes through this backyard. Now, what do you notice when you see a stream or a river like this one or another one? What do you notice about it? What's the first thing that catches your eye when you see a river or a stream? Or maybe what catches your ear? First thing that I notice is move. Natural water tends to move. Rainwater collects and runs down into gullies and into ditches and into streams and into rivers and into oceans. Springs spring up water from the ground and those go into rivers. And that's why it's so interesting to me that a Jewish cleansing ritual is being invoked in Jesus' baptism. And in that ritual, the preference is to use natural water. Water that moves. Water that flows. Water that does something. In fact, you can kind of imagine that the river is alive, and which is why you sometimes will hear it called living water. As Christians, it raises the question, what does it mean to be part of the family of God? Jesus goes into the waters of baptism in our text today. God calls out and says, "You are my beloved, whom I'm well pleased." And now Jesus calls us because we are disciples. And what do disciples do? We follow. So we follow Jesus into the waters of baptism. We follow Jesus into living water, into the river. It raises questions about our baptism. What does it mean to belong to the family of God? What does it mean to be called not into stagnant, still water that collects bacteria, that doesn't go anywhere, but water that moves and runs and takes us somewhere? As the river moves, and as the waters give life to animals and plants and all kinds of things along the way, so the community of God, as we move and grow, it's not just for our own sakes, but it's for the life of the world. You see, we're not just going through the motions. We're participating in something bigger. And how can we contribute to the life of the world in this way? We think about what we can do, what we need to do. And it's true that being a disciple is about participating in the work of the kingdom. But it's first about letting go and letting ourselves be moved by the Spirit, by the waters of life. It's in that letting go that we realize it's not about me, it's not about you, it's not about us as individuals, it's about us as a community, it's about what God is trying to do in us. So the next time you see a river or feel the rain hit your face as you go out in the middle of a rainstorm, or walk the dog or whatever you might be doing, think about how water gives life. How water runs along the surface of the earth and gives life to all that it touches. And then think about what it means to be part of Jesus' family. and how we are blessed to be a part of that family that gives life to the world. Would you pray with me? This morning, Jesus, as we celebrate your baptism, may we enter into the water with you. And let's splash around and maybe get a little muddy and enjoy the water. Enjoy the life that it gives and the life that we find in you and in each other. It can be hard to find joy. Help us to find that joy, and from that, may we serve and give life to others. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
The first scripture reading today is from Luke 8, verses 4 through 15. One day, Jesus told a story in the form of a parable to a large crowd that had gathered from many towns to hear him. A farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across his field, some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds ate it. Other seed fell among the rocks. It began to grow, but the plant soon wilted and died for lack of moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Still other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When he had said this, he called out, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God, but I use parables to teach the others so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they look, they won't really see. When they hear, they won't understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is God's word. The seeds that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message, only to have the devil come and take it away from them, and take it from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. The seeds in the rocky soil represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while, then they fall away when they face temptation. The seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear the message, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. And so they never grow into maturity. And the seeds that fell on the good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. The second reading comes from James chapter 1, verse 22. Don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God will not let your foot slip. God who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, God who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. God will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forever. This is the God whom the ancient Israelites experienced. They believed those mountains were the ones who support the sky. So when it began, I lift my eyes to mountains, so they believed that these mountains got shaken, then they thought there was the end of the world. Even in that situation, this psalmist confesses, I lift up my eyes to mountains, they're shaking mountains, where does my help come from? It seems like this is the end of the world, then where does my help come from? When I listened to the news this past week, I asked the same question. Where does my help come from? Where does our help come from? And I've decided to stand on God's promises again. I decided again and again to put my feet on the solid ground of God's promises.
that God has led us here through this song. Your help comes from me, your Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I will not let your foot slip. I who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, I who watches over the United States of America will neither slumber nor sleep. I, the Lord, watches over you. I am your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. I, the Lord, will keep you from all harm. I will watch over your life. I, the Lord, will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. What is the ground on which you are standing now? And what does it look like? Solid enough? Let us stand together. Let us stand on God's promises together. Amen? Amen. Last Sunday, when we talked about the Bible passage from the Gospel of Luke, I invited you to examine your attitudes when reading and listening to the Bible, the Word of God, and meditating on it. In Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15, Jesus talks about four different attitudes. And we talked about two last Sunday. Do you remember them? First, open. Open mind. I want to open, God. First of all, you want to open. You want to be eager and receptive. You want to be willing to listen to God's Word. Verse 5, some seed fell on the footpath where it was stepped on and the birds ate it. In verse 12, Jesus says, the seeds that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message, only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. There are two characteristics of grounds. Do you remember? One, they are hardened. They are hardened because of a constant traffic of people walking. It's hard. The other one is, it's narrow. They are closed-minded, narrow-minded, and hard-hearted. They are not even open to the possibility that God may speak to them. As a result, Jesus says, the farmer sows the seed, but it cannot go into the soil because the soil is hard and compacted. Then what causes to have a closed mind? Among many, we talked about two. First, pride. Self-pride. Pride causes us to have a closed mind. No wonder. If you believe you know better than God does, then why bother with God? When I think, I don't need God, I don't need to hear from God, I can make decisions on my own. I know how to handle the situations and problems. I don't need God. That's called pride. When I'm full of pride, self-pride, I close my mind to God because I think I've got it all figured out. Pride causes us to have a closed mind. America, it is time to give up our self-pride. It is the time to learn, lean on God's healing and love power. Second, fear. Sometimes we are just afraid of what God might say to us. What if I open my mind to God and God tells me to something I don't want to do? Then you may go with don't ask, don't tell. God might tell me something hard, so I'm afraid, so I don't ask. And I don't listen. I'm afraid I'll lose my freedom. Freedom. I'm afraid I'll lose my fun. No, thank you, God. So I close my mind. Fear causes us to have a closed mind. America, it is a time to give up our own self-centered desires. It is time to get close to God and closer to God and pay attention to God's desires. God wants us to open our heart to God. And second time, I want to allocate time to listen and meditate. How much time do you spend to listen to the news on TV and internet? And how much time do you spend to listen to God's Word? You want to make time to listen to God. You want to slow down, be quiet, plan it in your schedule. Do you schedule time for God in your schedule, or does God get only leftovers? Verse 6, other seed fell on shallow soil with the rock beneath. This seed began to grow, but soon withered and died for lack of moisture. And verse 13, Jesus says, the seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while, then they fall away when they face temptations. Just as the hardened path represents the closed mind, the shallow soul represents the superficial mind. It's shallow. Jesus saying this represents the superficial type of a hearer who hears the word of God. It sprouts up and they are all excited about it, but it doesn't last long. When the heat is on and when problems come, they will wither and fall away. Likewise, we do this. Sometimes we hear God and God's word and we get all excited about it and we are superficially moved and react emotionally and we are moved impulsively. But we never give it the time to sink in our bodies and hearts and minds and souls. One day you say, oh, I'm so moved by the message today. I was really touched. I was moved to tears. But a month later, there is still no clear changes in your life or behaviors. It has to say something to you. Allocate the time to sink God's word into your body, heart, and mind. You want to allocate the time to retain and review what God says to you. Stop giving the leftovers to God and start allocating time to be with God, to listen to God's word, to retain and review it. And third, today we're going to talk about the third one. Focus. Optimize your environment. I want to eliminate the distractions. Focus. A lot of times we miss hearing God because our minds are crowded with other thoughts. A lot of thoughts. Our minds are filled with concerns, worries, plans, goals, all these different kinds of things. Many times God wants to talk to you, but God gets a busy signal. Or a cold waiting signal. God wants to talk to you in your life, but you often do cold waiting with God. You've got to make time. Verse 7, other seeds fell among the thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Verse 14, Jesus says, the seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear the message, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares and worries and riches and pleasures of this life. Cares, worries, and riches and pleasures of this life. The soil with the thorns and weeds represents a preoccupied mind. You are distracted. The seed sprouts and grows, but it's choked by the weeds before it can bear fruit. Is it you? You've got to get time with God and let God talk to you. You want to stop letting things distract you. You want to stop allowing everything and anything to push God out of your life. Many of you are on the go all the time. I often hear, busy, 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 busy. And I speak to myself too. Busy, 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 busy. Let's just say a life is like a wheel, you know? Wheel. You have a lot of spokes. A lot of spokes. But do you have a solid hub at the center of the wheel? You have to have a solid hub of the life of your life to hold all those spokes. Focus. It's called focus. God wants you to focus on God's Word while your heart and minds are distracted by all different kinds of things, by the news on TV. There's nothing wrong with watching the news on TV and internet. However, if there is no strong hub at the center of your life, it is chaotic. It is chaotic. The Greek word for the word worry means being pulled in different directions. Isn't it interesting? Have you ever felt that? Being pulled in different directions? Decide to put God at the center. Listen to God's word and meditate on it day and night. Focus on God's promises. There are a lot of different kinds of weeds. You can make your own list on the things that tend to crowd out God. They could be relationships, responsibilities, pleasures, anything. The Bible says cares, worries, riches, and pleasures. A weed is anything that distracts me from making time to be with God. Be quiet and pray. God, is there anything you want to say to me today? Is there anything you want me to hear from you today? Now I'm about to read the Bible. Please, speak to me. Some days God will, some days God doesn't. But you've got to have the line ready so God can talk to you. How much effort does it take to grow weeds? Let me ask questions to the people in this room. How much effort does it take to grow weeds? W-E-E-D, weeds. Right? Nothing. No efforts at all. You do nothing to do and weeds explode. You don't have to water the weeds. They grow. Weeds are a sign of neglect. Somebody said, when I start neglecting time with God on a daily basis, the weeds are going to grow up in my life, and the Bible says they are going to choke the spiritual life out of me. Then I said the big amen. And eventually the weeds will choke the life out of you. And they will come just by neglecting spending time with God. Are you still going to let the weeds grow and choke the life out of you by doing nothing with God? Or are you going to make the time and focus on God and God's Word? What will you do to let God talk to you this week? Is there anyone, do you say, I don't have a minute. You know, my schedule is so full. I don't have a minute to read the Bible at all. Then I'll give you, by using my sacred authority as a clergy, ordained pastor, I give you permission, you to read the Bible while you are doing your business in your bathroom. I don't think a guy would say, hey, it's so stink. It doesn't count. Stop doing it. If you claim that you don't have even a minute to sit down and read the Bible, then please put your Bible in the bathroom and read it, meditate on it while you are doing your business in the bathroom. I don't think a guy, I don't think a guy would be feeling insulted. I know that's extreme, but do it. A while ago, Mr. Trump took a picture of him with holding the Bible in front of the church. Do you remember that? And as far as I know, a lot of Christians criticized him for doing it. Many of us criticized him because we thought he manipulated the Bible for his own agenda. Because he used the Bible. Because he insulted the God's sacred words. Let me ask a question. If you are doing nothing with the Bible and collecting 3-inch dust cake on the Bible, what's the difference? God wants to speak to you. God wants to speak to you. God wants you to listen to God. What are you going to do with God's word in the middle of this chaotic time? My beloved siblings in Christ, what are you going to do with the gift of the God's words this week? Don't you want to get closer to God? I do. I want to get closer to God. How about you? God bless you all. Let us sing the hymn, Draw Me Close to You. Probably it's a new song to many of you. You may, if the tune sounds familiar, you'll have words on the screen, so please join me in singing. If it's a totally new song, then you rather listen, then listen and let God speak to you through that song too. Let us sing, Draw Me Close.
Draw me close to you.
It's time to count God's blessings together. Lord, that this is what I'm grateful to you for. You may not write them down on the note, or you may not put them in the chat. Today, I'm grateful to you, Lord, for this and for that. As we count our blessings to God's persistent grace, which we'll talk about next Sunday. God's persistent, steadfast grace. We want to participate in God's ministries in and through us. So please continue to pray with me. As the Holy Spirit inspires us, let us share our financial gifts and do God's ministry in and through us. Please join me in response to God's grace together. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. Today, we'd like to recognize our brother Jim McPhee. Reverend Jim McPhee volunteered to help the church office while we are not having office administrator. So we would like to express our gratitude and our grateful heart to our brother, Reverend Jim McPhee. Can we give him a big hand? Jim, thank you so much. You know, it was longer than what we expected, but your help has been greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. And also, today, we have to say, I wouldn't say goodbye. I would say see you later. You know, one of our dear sisters, Bonnie Lawton, is moving, you know, tomorrow. So we would like to show our hearts and our appreciation to her very dedicated ministries. Even though I haven't known her only the last 6 months, you know, I don't know how many times she has helped me. You know, she gave me names I need to call and visit. You know, I really appreciate it. I'm sure that's just a small part of the story. You know, throughout the whole years, as Bonnie shared her talents and hearts and times, you know, with us, I'm sure many of us have been benefited by God's ministry through her. So we have prepared a tribute video. So, Susan, would you play it?
I've chosen to do this video outdoors because Bonnie loves the outdoors. She's a great walker and she loves bird watching. She also loves kayaking and makes sure she has a car big enough to carry her kayak anywhere she wants to go. She kayaks in the Concord River and the Assabet River and at the lake where her sister and brother-in-law live in Pennsylvania. Bonnie and Gary came to our church many years ago, and that's when we first met them. They became socially active right away and jumped right in. We all remember Gary's famous turkey dinners, and they were always willing and able to set up and plan for progressive dinners and birthday dinners and bridge groups. Bonnie's been a leader of the Congressional Care Ministry for quite a few years now, and she's been an integral part of A Friend in Need, always caring for others. One of her greatest assets is her outreach to others in the church and in the community. And St. Matthew's has greatly benefited from her being our ambassador. Bonnie, we will miss seeing you in person, But as we have become accustomed to in this past year, we will continue our relationships virtually. We send you off with our love, and we wish you the very best in your new home and your new community. God bless.
Seeing Bunny leave Acton is bittersweet. I have known her for many years, longer than I have been attending St. Matthew's. I worked with her on cooperative vacation Bible school programs many years ago when our children were young. I knew her through our working together in the Acton and Acton-Boxborough schools. And for the past almost 20 years, she has been part of two handbell groups at St. Matthew's, Ringtones and Bells of St. Matthew's. We have had a lot of fun together, attending festival conferences, Massachusetts Spring Rings, and sharing our love of music at other venues. Bunny is such a delightfully sweet and funny person, very organized, and always thinking of others and doing things for other people. I will miss her smile, her calm voice, her attention to details, and her sense of humor. I cannot say goodbye because I know we will see each other again, but I will miss her. Bunny, I wish you happiness in your new adventures ahead of you, in your new home, investigating new yet familiar surroundings, and spending more time with your loving sister, Becky. My love will always be with you, and we will ring handbells again next time you visit.
I know you've picked a good spot to move to, and I understand the decision intellectually, but it hurts my heart. We're going to miss you here so much. You've been such a good friend to each one of us. Now, some people might not know it, but Bunny is sort of a secret ingredient in the St. Matthew's family. So many times over the years, one would ask, well, who organized that? Or who helped with that? Or how did that come to happen? And the answer, Bunny. She is quietly everywhere with a smile and a laugh. That's the concrete, how are we ever going to get all of this stuff done without you part of your move. And the other part is the huge empty spot in our hearts part. There are not many people in this world who are filled with such undaunted compassion. Bunny sees someone with a need, and she doesn't sit back and think someone else will help, or hesitate to make a call because that person might not want to have their day interrupted just now. A few years ago, I was pretty sick, and Bunny just showed up at my door with a bag of freshly baked cookies. I'll never forget it. It was such a spirit booster. She's just that way. She comes with the cookies and she listens. She asks about your life and the people in it, and you just spill out all your thoughts. It feels so good. You feel so heard and so loved. And then she leaves, and you think, but wait, what about you? I didn't hear about you. I love you, too. We love you, Bunny Lawton. And we wish you well in your new place. We'll stay in touch. And I, for one, will try to follow your example and be more undaunted in my compassion.
Bunny, we'll continue to hold you up in our prayers, especially during this transitional time. Please remember, God loves you. So do we. And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Keep in touch. Now it's time to pray together. Thou worst. After turmoil we witnessed this week, we come together This week we come together to worship our God who takes care of us no matter what happens. This is my prayer. Susan Lasante, a prayer request from Beatrice in Kenya. Beatrice in Kenya, I pray that God meets me at my point of need and may His will be done in my life according to His word and also in yours. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Susan Lasante, I give thanks for a morning that began with tears turned into a grateful heart and a lighter spirit. A small miracle to begin the day. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
One more from Susan Lasante. I ask for prayers for each of us to have the emotional strength to be present when others need someone to lean on. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Jordan Jones, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Kathy Lee, may God bless us all and our country. This is my prayer. Excuse me. Tom McIntyre, love and prayers for Bonnie Lutton as she leaves for her new home. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Chris Callahan, prayers for friends with COVID. Kathy, Hall, Wesley, Angie and Melissa, this is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Harold Arthur, we pray for a state. We pray for a safe trip for Bunny to Pennsylvania. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
I don't think I can pronounce this last name. John G-R-O-U-X.
Gers.
Okay.
So,
all right. From John, prayers for the government. Also, prayers are requested for Catalan. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Judith Ann Tian, continuing prayers for my cousin Harriet and her healing. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Kathy Lee, I pray God to bless you and guide you at new place, Bunny. This is my prayer. Dot words, please pray for my granddaughter, Jordan, who had a surgery on Friday, and for my grandson, who is recovering from mono. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Harold Arthur, a prayer for peace and a smooth transition of government during the next weeks. Also for forgiveness and no more anxiety during this period. J.S. Holman, prayer request for at least two friends suffering from non-COVID health issues, also for extended family that are suffering with COVID, all at home but miserable, and prays for sunshine. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Christy Heron, prayers for the AV school committee who experienced racial hecklers disrupt at the last two Zoom meetings. Send your love to the two women of color members who are subjected to the hate and help us to discern how best to support them and help our community heal and grow more inclusive. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Dennis Cicere, I'm here and thankful to God and our church for your support. This is my prayer. Let us pray. Let us take time and pray together.
Gracious God, today we pray for our sister, Bunny, as she is going to move to Pennsylvania tomorrow. Lord, please intervene every single step she takes. As you know, ins and outs of her situation, please fulfill all her needs. As you put your hands of comfort on her heart, she'll feel you. She'll feel our support, our care and love on the way throughout the whole time. Keep her safe. Lord, send her trustworthy friends as she encounters with people down there. Lord, do you bless all the relationships she may have and she may build in your love, Lord. I'm sure, Lord, we believe you will continue to have her in your ministry team. Bless her heart. And we bless all the ministries that you will continue to do in hand through her, Lord. Please, Lord, keep her safe and well, especially in the midst of this very challenging time. Please let her continue to grow in her faith in you. Fill our hearts with great compassion for her. So until we meet again, we'll stay connected in many ways, but especially in prayers. We truly bless our sister Bonnie with all our hearts in the precious name, the powerful name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And we also pray for our country. Let us pray. Oh God, keep our whole country under your protection. Wipe out sin from this land. Lift us from the depth sorrow, O Lord, our shining light. Save us from deep grief and misfortune, Lord of all nations. Bless us with your wisdom so that the poor may not be oppressed and the rich may not be oppressors. Make this a nation having no ruler except God, a nation having no authority but that of love. Amen. The last prayer I pray with you is a prayer from our Book of Hymnal, page 429. So if you'd like to repeat this prayer, so you may find, you know, in our hymnal, the black one, page 429, for our country. Let us share the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. Peace of Christ be with you all. Amen. Several announcements. You know, first of all, thank you very much, all worship leaders again. And thank you for joining us in worshiping God together this morning. If it's your first time, we'd like to get connected to you. So you may send us an email. You know, you may find my email address on the YouTube page and also on our church website, pastor@saint-matthews.org. We are going to have two prayer vigils upcoming Tuesdays. The first one will be on Zoom, the virtual prayer vigil for our country. On the 12th, this coming Tuesday, you can find the Zoom link on the YouTube page and also on our church website. And also
you'll receive the email from the church office this week. So you can find the Zoom link there. It's going to be 30-minute prayer time. Let us gather together and pray together. We need God's intervention, God's healing power. We cannot do it on our own. Let us get together and pray together. And also another one, we are going to have it, the prayer vigil for peace. It's also Tuesday, the following Tuesday, January 19th. It's going to be an in-person gathering. As far as we research by the state guidelines, now only 25 people can get together, even outside the outdoors, it's 25 people. So you can find the sign-up sheet on the church website. So please check it out. Tomorrow night we are going to have a re-entry task force. So if we have if we find another information that we can have more people, then we'll increase the number of the sign-up in the central. But for now, it's 25 people. We are going to strictly keep the safe distance, and also we'll wear masks. So it's another 30-minute prayer vigil, the 19th. We'll gather together at 5:15, the quarter after 5, on the front lawn of the church, St. Matthew's. And the bells will ring at 5:30. Even though it's a different places, a lot of churches will join us together. So they will ring the bells all together at 5:30. And after this worship, we are going to have a virtual coffee hour. So you can find the Zoom link on the YouTube page, and also on our church website. Please join us. My siblings in Christ, now go with expectation that God will speak to you. Now go with open mind. Now go with decision that you make to allocate time. Now go and focus on God and God's Word. Then you may find something beautiful God has prepared for you, regardless. God loves you, so do we, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Let us bless each other through this blessing song together.
Thank you. Amen, amen, amen.